At this point, he compares the gifts, downplaying that of the tongues, indicating that it is neither completely useless nor extraordinarily useful by itself. In fact, they were extremely proud of this, as this gift was considered a significant one. It was deemed significant because the apostles received it first, and with such grandeur. However, it was not to be valued above all the others. Why did the apostles receive it before the rest? Because they were to spread the word everywhere. And as when the tower was being built, the one language was divided into many, then many languages often converged in one person, and this individual would converse in both Persian, Roman, Indian, and many other languages, the Spirit echoing within him. And this was termed as the gift of tongues, because he could speak various languages all at once. Notice how he both downplays and elevates it, by saying, "The one who speaks in tongues does not speak to people but to God, for no one understands." He downplays it, suggesting that its benefit is not significant, but by adding, "But in the Spirit he speaks mysteries," he elevates it again so that it doesn't appear superfluous and useless and given in vain.